Well, we grew from teaching young children how to speak English in their very first steps to working only with business professionals and entrepreneurs. And for us, that was the greatest step we could have made because it made our business more robust, it made our work more enjoyable, and it gave me more purpose because my heart really beats for business and entrepreneurship, and being able to work with young people and older people too, who have the same drive and desire to be the best at business. Geil. Benny hat gestern geil gesagt. Ich habe gelacht.
Ja.
Ich weiß nicht, was das bedeutet. Also wir sagen das den ganzen Tag. Also es ist kein Wunder, dass sie das sagt jetzt. Ja.
Schön. Die Aufzeichnung läuft übrigens.
Gut, sehr schön. Freue mich.
Also Bailey ist geil, ist mit drauf. Wunderbar. Herzlich willkommen heute hier im Podcast Prio, Ich und Du. And now we change the language because I have a guest today. This is Ryan Wheeler from the well-known town, world-famous Chemnitz. Yeah. But he is not...
Originally from here.
Originally. She is not a native Saxony speaker.
No.
But today we make it in English, and maybe the next episode also. Then we change in German. So we will try it. And that is also the message for today. Try it. Do it. Have create and earn some results. And that's it. And if my words are not the right one, please don't write me constructive critics and so on and so on. write it, please, to Ryan, and he can inform me that I have a good feeling because he can be very angry with such positive saying. And we know each other some years.
How many years have we known each other?
More than two.
Oh, it's more than much more than that, because we worked together before, well before COVID. We worked together before we moved to our new location in the villa in Zwickau.
Yeah, that was the first. So.
And we'd already known each other for quite a long time before that. I would think we're at five years at least.
What is this year, 2023?
Yeah.
So we know each other, or it started with Romy when you bought this language school.
That's right. That was 2015.
So then Romy, so
seven years.
Wow. Yeah. And now we are on the magic 7 year.
Seven is a great number. It's actually a lucky number.
It's not 42 like the...
The reason for the world, the reason for life.
Yeah. Thanks for your time to be here, that we create something. And we also had a record podcast also maybe 5 years ago, but in another series. We were sitting in your living room and talked about Christmas in Australia.
Did we really? I don't even remember.
Yeah, I learned the word mulled wine.
Mulled wine.
Mulled wine. So now, what happened in the last 5 years, especially when you take a look back?
Well, we grew from teaching young children how to speak English in their very first steps to working only with business professionals and entrepreneurs. And for us, that was the greatest step we could have made because it made our business more robust, it made our work more enjoyable, and it gave me more purpose because my heart really beats for business and entrepreneurship. And being able to work with young people and older people too, who have the same drive and desire to be the best at business, I can't have a better job, really. And using English to help them with their business and using English as a vehicle to take their business into the next phase. It's just amazing. I'm just so fortunate to be able to do that.
Yeah.
That's what's changed in the last 5 years.
When I remind me back, or when I remember on our first work together with the team was, there were some other team members there. Now you have new team members. And I remind me that you, on your vision board, was maybe you or Romy, or both, traveling and work together. And mm-hmm. that's exactly what you do at the moment, right? I know that you will participate or that you have arranged a business trip with your client, with Romy, to Australia in November, I think, so this year, right?
That's right, yeah.
So you go back to the to your home country.
Yeah.
You do there the business, you enjoy the traveling, and you earn money.
Yeah. Wait,
that's our 4 points in one. That is magic.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's amazing that that we can do something like that. And that has grown from the fact that we've changed our target audience to business people. And yeah, that part of the business is slowly growing. And I will go to the United Kingdom in 2 weeks, spend a week there in car dealerships with one of my clients.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also a great experience to see a country that I'm not so familiar with, but English opens all of the doors for me and allows me to participate in business in another country, not only Germany or Australia. But yes, we will go to I will go to Australia with a client in November, and that will be my first big trip to another country with one of my clients, and I'm really looking forward to it. It will be a lot of fun.
I know that you also like good food and so on. How you prepared your trip to UK? Because I think that can be a challenge.
Well, the client I go with, so I was there last year with him, and he loves food, and it doesn't really matter the quality of the food. So we spent a lot of time in pubs and eating carvery. Do you know what a carvery is? So a carvery is, it comes from the word to carve. And what you do is you carve the meat into slices, right? And a carvery is a place where they serve roast meat, usually 5 or 6 different types of meat, with potatoes and vegetables and lots of gravy. Do you know what gravy is?
Gravy
is brown sauce or braten sauce. And it's amazing. It's just fantastic.
Okay. Then you must found out the good places maybe in UK. Yeah. I only remind on my time when as a student or in the school, when we have this week like a school trip, and it was not good. So yes, the typical what we know is fish and chips, right?
Yeah.
And especially I remind me on this non-colored, very simple breakfast with some beans. And they don't can produce sausage, it's my opinion.
Yes.
Especially this. So, and we were located on Inverness. We had there overnight or 2 overnights in a big castle. And that was, amazing.
Yeah.
In the first step. But then we wake up and go to the breakfast. And so. It was not the nicest one. But it is how you get, how you use the country, how much insights you have, right?
That's right.
So maybe that can be also a tip today. Take a look, not in the first and the second place street. Maybe ask an inhabitant from the city, maybe an older lady or something like that who has a little bit of wisdom behind and some good experiences. And ask where gives the best handmade food here in town.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe it's not the nicest restaurant.
Mm.
Maybe there are also some plastic chairs or something like that. But it was my experience, for example, in Portugal, in Setúbal.
Yeah.
It was like more like kiosk or like such mini store.
Mm.
You can buy some newspapers, some cigarettes, some beer, and a little place there was fresh fish.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
And there I eat the first time fresh. What is the English word for tintenfish? Is
calamari.
Calamari, logisch, steht ja auf der Speisekarte. It's on the menu card, calamari. Sometimes we think too complicated. Yeah, calamari. And when I cut this, he's like, "Did you try it before?" No, he cut this, and the full salad was on the table was black.
Yeah,
completely black.
Ink, yeah,
with the ink. Mm. So. Also the potatoes, also the onion salad and so on. And you eat it and then you're fully mouth or black. And when you smile, it's like, brush your teeth. No, it's ink.
Okay.
So
no, I've never eaten calamari like that.
That's so crazy. And he said, that is the sign when you cut it and the black ink comes out, then it's fresh.
Fresh, yeah. Okay.
And his brother has a fisher boat a little, and he comes a half hour before from the sea, and fresher is not possible. Yeah. I think so. Yeah. More fresh. So yeah. That is it. So that was what I learned. So what you can recommend me on in this town, for example, for good food.
Yeah, it reminds me of I've just written a newsletter about the difference between being a tourist and being a traveler. And one of the things that I found when I came to Germany was there are many more tourists here than there are travelers. Australians are known for traveling, mm-hmm. backpacking, getting dirty and getting into the culture of where they're traveling. And with a language, or even you don't even need the language, but just trying, just being open-minded, mm-hmm. and getting out of the hotel, going into the culture of the country or the place where you are, you experience the country on such a deeper level and with so much more fun. You know, if you're open to new experiences, if you see your traveling or your holiday as an adventure, you become a traveler and not a tourist.
Yeah.
And it's great to be able to go to a new country and order a beer and a sausage, but it's so much better to sit at the bar, talk to the barman, and find out where he will go when his shift's finished, right?
Yeah,
that's what I love about traveling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can only have those experiences when you, one, put yourself out there and don't be afraid to try new things and to be embarrassed and to make mistakes, and try to learn a little bit of the local language or the lingua franca, yeah, which is English. Mm.
Is this your miracle or your secret?
I think my secret to to getting along with people, which I think I'm very good at, is just to be open-minded, to just accept everybody as they come to me, right? And not to be afraid to make a mistake, not to be afraid to be embarrassed. You know, as a kid, I was very nervous, right? I was quite an embarrassed kid. And not confident or anything like that. And I had trouble talking to people. And it took me until my 30s, I think, to actually realize, what's the worst that can happen when I approach somebody I don't know? What's the worst that I can do or say, or they can do or say to me when I walk up to a new person? Maybe it's, I don't want to talk to you. Does it hurt me? No. Does it break who I am as a person? No. There's nothing that they can do to me to really hurt me. And each failure I've had, or each time, which has been so few, each time I've gone to somebody and they haven't wanted to talk to me, I've learned something from it. I was on the golf course last week and I jumped in between two flights. So golf is a passion of mine, and I jumped in between two different groups of people playing golf. You shouldn't really do that, but it wasn't a big problem. and I caught up to the people in front of me, and the guy walked up to me and he had an angry look on his face, and he said to me in German, "What are you doing here? Why are you coming up behind us?" And I said to him, "Well, look, the flight was, there was a space between the flights, and I thought I could just jump in." And I said it with a big smile on my face, as I always do. And I was looking for, and I was looking forward to talking to a new person, right? Mm-hmm. And he came at me with this aggression and anger. And I thought about it. I let him go and said, "I'm sorry for that," and let him go. And I met him again on the next hole. But that going up from that hole to the next, I was always thinking, okay, what happened then? Why did he react in that way? Why was he so angry? And I thought, it's because he's not happy with himself. It's not something I really did. Maybe I made a faux pas in golf. Who cares, right? It's golf. We're there to have fun and play a game. And by the time I got to the next hole to see him again, I had such empathy for him that he goes through his whole life. He was in his 60s and he's been through his whole life with this anger and this ability to yell at people when he has no idea. And I felt really sorry for him. And I walked up to him and his wife who was standing there, and I didn't say anything. And he must have also had his own processing of this foreigner with a big smile coming up to him and saying hi and then him yelling at him. And he said, "Hey, look, do you want to go before us? There's much more space before us. We're actually not in a hurry. And yeah, you can play," like really kindly and with no emotion, no aggression anymore. And I thought, afterwards, I processed it again and I thought, well, that goes to show that there is not really any bad that can happen. Like, this person obviously reflected on what he did and was remorseful for his outburst at me. And it was a really nice experience. I wrote it down in my diary because it really touched me in a positive way. When we also give people a second chance, like I didn't go up to him the second time with aggression or anything, and he changed.
Yeah, there was no agreement before,
no.
Right? Why? Did you know him before?
No.
That is, in this story is so much wisdom, I think so, because you show a way when somebody is angry with you. It doesn't matter. Is this a client? Is this your children? Is this your wife? Is it? You take this energy and it is like a curved reflection tool and say, "Give me more.
Mm.
Hey, give me more." And say, "Thank you." And you give them a positive attitude and you can't erase for that, right?
Yeah.
So when somebody's like, "Hey, you made it good and sorry about it," and when he goes angry much more, it's like, "Wow, I wish you a good life." So also with a smile. But I mean it honest in this.
That's right.
That is point. And then you open it and that's cool. So that is such a curve when you have such, or when you have a pipe, not in the flat pipe, so a curved pipe, and it's the ball comes and boom, directly to him, and he has or she has the chance to catch, take a look on it, what does it mean, or they let fall down, take it for their next hole maybe, but it's another kind of hole, right, than golf. So but there's so much wisdom in it, as I said. And what next wisdom Ryan and stories he had in the last years, and what he wished in the next, that you hear and see in the next week. Last words for this episode from you, please.
Thanks for giving me the opportunity. It's wonderful to talk to you, Sebastian. It's always a pleasure.